Kamala Harris applauds DMAGs for taking on pregnancy centers. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 23, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris applauded Democrat attorneys general for taking on pregnancy centers within their states during her speech at the Democrat Attorneys General Association conference on Thursday. Harris told the crowd she previously met with many Democrat attorneys general and discussed the innovative strategies they have used to defend women's reproductive freedom. Harris said, "You are taking on, rightly, the crisis pregnancy centers, launching public education campaigns because I don't think I have it here, but I'll show you all a map of the United States right now. In terms of the patchwork of different laws in different states on this issue and the confusion it is creating and the need, then, for some of the most trusted elected officials to clarify the state of the law and, in the midst of the vast amount of confusion, the need of you as the truth-tellers to sort out fiction from fact and combat misinformation and disinformation, which we all know often creates a situation that is ripe for predatory practices." The vice president also applauded the Democrat AGs for convening attorneys to provide pro bono services to ensure women can access reproductive health care. However, while Harris praised the AGs for taking on pregnancy resource centers, she conveniently failed to address radical pro-abortion protesters' violence and threats at these centers in recent months. After an unprecedented leak in the U.S. Supreme Court's final decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, pro-life organizations, pregnancy resource centers, and churches were the targets of violence by radical left protesters. As Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow reported in his Summer of Rage series, a network of far-left militant groups orchestrated targeted attacks on pro-life institutions nationwide. According to the Family Research Council, FRC, there have been nearly 100 attacks on churches, pro-life organizations, and pregnancy resource centers since the court's Dobbs decision was leaked on May 2. While there were 33 attacks on churches, there were 57 attacks against pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers, FRC reported. For example, pregnancy resource centers in Wisconsin, Oregon, and New York were firebombed. These attacks are allegedly orchestrated by radical pro-abortion activist groups, including Ruth Sentus and Jane's Revenge, which has repeatedly targeted pregnancy resource centers. Harris' silence regarding the attacks on pregnancy resource centers and other pro-life organizations is aligned with other Democrat politicians. For example, House Democrats voted against a resolution to condemn the violent attacks on pregnancy centers. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.